plenty they help to create. Many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official
OPT Network.
And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wind Down Wednesday. Already winding down to Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week, and if you're just getting your morning started, it's another beautiful, beautiful morning. It's not, however, as crisp and cool as it has been, indicating it is nice. But it's indicating that heat is rapidly approaching. Still nice. Yes, but we're warming up very, very slowly. And D.C. has been saying, I don't know what's up with the weather. It seems like in May, we're having March winds because it has been really, really windy outside.
Really windy.
And of course, that affects fishing. That affects the anglers. So really, really concerned about the weather. But haven't we had some beautiful, beautiful days?
Yes, we have.
And so we are enjoying these days before the dog days of summer. Now, as you're traveling in, it's 7:40 local time, 8:40 Eastern time. Now, we want to remind you, as always, about school buses, school kids, and school zones. And remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. We implore you every single morning to slow down through those school zones. Help our school bus drivers. Help our crossing guards, and most importantly, help our resource officers. They're there every single morning. We see their bright, smiling faces making sure that kids get into school safely, that parents get out of the carpool lines, and that everything flows. And you know, I talk about them every single morning because, you know what, we really appreciate the people that help the flow. They help to make sure our kids get in and out. They make sure that we get in and out, and they're an integral part of school systems across America. So thank God for our resource officers and those people who serve our young people. Now, as school is winding down, we want to remind our kids as we're driving in this morning to finish strong. Stay the course. Finish up. Summer is almost here. It's a great day. You know what? The week is, you know, it's rolling through. We hope that you are carrying your momentum from Monday. And you know what we learned this week about momentum? We learned how to be momentous, how to declare momentum even when we didn't feel like it, even when all hell seemed to be breaking loose. We made a decision that we were not going to allow momentum to move out of our sphere, that we were going to grab hold of momentum and we were going to ride it. Regardless of what was happening in our lives, regardless to how sad we may have felt, no matter what our emotions indicated, we decided, we made it a decision that we could still feel what we felt, but we would not allow those feelings to overtake us and to move us in the realm of despair. And each and every day, you know, we learn something different about ourselves. And I know that you do as well. And that's why we're so transparent. We try to be very transparent about our lives and about our feelings. And, you know, of course, all stories are not ours to tell, but the stories that are ours to tell, we tell them, and we hope that as we learn, you learn as well. And what we've understood about information and what we are coming to understand more and more, the more I say it, the more I understand that knowledge can only become powerful when you decide, I decide to use it. And on a side note, I said to DC the other day, you know, I was telling you guys how I'm a parking lot watcher. I'm a people watcher. And DC goes into Walmart and I sit in the car and or in the truck in the OPT cruiser. And I just kind of watch people. And I was really disturbed about how people handle our environment and our public spaces and places. And I said to DC, I said, you know, why do you think that bothered me so much? When I saw people finish their breakfast or finish their lunch, I'm not sure what time of the day it was now, and take their trash and literally open their car door and put it out on the ground when there's trash cans everywhere, only steps away. And then people come out of the store and refuse to take their buggies back to the buggy cart. Well, as I was sharing that with you guys the other day, I had the opportunity to be in Walmart parking lot again on yesterday. And I was just surfing the parking lot, watching people come and go. And it really, really blessed me that I saw a lady that really returned her cart back to the buggy cart, you know, area. What is it called? You know, where they keep the carts? It's like the cart return or the cart holder. And so I said to DC, why do you think that just bothered me so much? And he said, it's just about compassion. It's just about wanting to see change. And change starts with each and every one of us. And it starts with the lady who returned her cart. And I was saying, you know, if we just do little things, just those little small things that you can do and that I can do, we start to make a difference. Things that you don't think that even make a difference. And I guess the thing that really, really nagged at me is that I saw how close those carts are to other people's vehicles. And then with the March/May winds that we're having, the buggy just literally rolled down the side of a person's car. And the other person just haphazardly put the cart out of the way, just gave enough room so that she could get her vehicle out safely, and was not concerned about the other person's car. And I think it's just those little sort of minute details, those little things that we can do that maybe we choose not to do, that are creating issues in our environment with trash. And, you know, if you travel around the city and you see how beautiful the city is looking, I mean, new sidewalks, I mean, it's just springing up and things are starting to look pretty. And so the way that we can change that is if you've got trash, and if you don't happen to see a trash can, you can just hang on to it. I know nobody wants trash in their car, but just hang on to it until you see a trash can. But certainly, if you're going into Walmart or if you're coming out of Walmart, there's trash cans almost at every, you know, at every sort of entrance or in the parking lot, and we can do better. And this is not condemnation. This is just like fruit for thought. Like you and me saying, okay, what can I do? Okay, I might not be able to do much, but if I'm at the grocery store and I've used a cart, I know what you're saying. That's not my job. That keeps the buggy hustler in business, the man who hustles the buggies. Well, it does, but guess what? If they're in the cart section where they belong, then you don't have to worry about your vehicle, and I don't have to worry about my vehicle, and it just makes it a little bit better and a lot more pleasant. And you know what? I just wanted to share that because if you're wondering how you can be the change that you want to see, you can start right there. Just little things. Don't be too busy to take that cart back. And if you're too busy, well, don't use a cart. You know, don't put someone else's vehicle in jeopardy. You know, especially even if your car is not new, you don't want it scratched up when all you had to do was just move it. And I'm telling you, people are not taking care. Just, I'm going to move it just enough. I'm going to squeeze out and I'm going about my business. So I don't know, just fruit for thought this morning. Something I just wanted to share that, you know, kind of made me think, and hopefully it'll make you think as well. Remember, Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office has over 4 decades of experience in representing the people of Central Louisiana with competence and professionalism. If you need to phone Chris Roy Jr. at the Roy Law Offices, here's what you can do: 318-487-0991. Also, MIGS, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. For more information, especially on veins, you know, it's summertime, we want to get our legs looking good. A lot of people, it's for cosmetic purposes, but others, they can be painful. The number to phone for more information on how you can get it done, and get it done quickly, 318-445-9700. 318-445-9700. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Alexandria and surrounding areas with home, auto, and life insurance. That time of the year is coming up, hurricane season. It is upon us. We're going to be talking about it this morning with our Red Cross representative, and we're going to tell you more about that in just a moment. But for the number for more information on insurance, home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team can be reached at 318-346-2540. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Their new clinic is called Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. They have urgent care. They also have physician's appointments. For more information, here's the number, 318-448-6800. Don't forget, this is the weekend for the Alex River Fete. It is staged on the iconic Red River. Mother's Day weekend. It is going to be incredible, and you want to be on point. So don't forget to mark it on your calendar if you're trying to figure out and make plans for Mother's Day weekend. Well, it's starting May 8th. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:50. We're going to get a break here, but we're back with more after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fete, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fete, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fete, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our Shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
You sure can't. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Wind Down Wednesday, and it absolutely feels good. Take your time. Do it right. And you know what? As you're traveling in this morning, we want to make sure that you stay engaged. Please. And I'm talking to me, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to Big DC over there. Stay off of those mobile devices if you can help it, Big DC.
Andrea's probably saying, yay!
Our sister-in-law is doing
slow down.
A backflip. She is a careful, cautious wing woman driver, making sure that everybody in the car is buckled up, making sure nobody is using mobile devices, and most importantly, making sure that everybody is traveling at the right rate of speed. And wouldn't we all be so blessed to have a wing woman in our cars each and every day? And you know what? It's one of those things that we're always multitasking and trying to get those things done. But you know what? Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. We can do better. We can do better today than we did yesterday. And that's all I focus on, is what can I do differently today? And one of the things that we can do differently is to be the change that we want to see. And that's just what we're talking about with our good friend David Melanson from the American Red Cross right here in Central Louisiana. I said about David before we went on the air, he is an absolute servant. He is working harder than probably anybody in Central Louisiana to make sure that we are all the change that we want to see. David, good morning and welcome.
Well, good morning, and thanks for those kind words. That's
absolutely
really sweet.
And you know it's really true.
I love coming here with you guys. This is such a blessing coming here and doing this show. And I can't tell you the number of people who have reached out to me, who are your listeners, who have reached out to me, especially when we were doing Start a Heart, about what a difference that made in their lives.
Wow.
Absolute difference that made in their lives.
Well, you know, that blesses us just as you do. And anytime we see people like yourself, David, and we met through your affiliation with the Red Cross, always on the front lines of helping, being the change that you all want to see, not only in Central Louisiana, but in the world. And you guys are doing some really incredible things right now as we are approaching hurricane season. Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, hurricane season starts in June, and we always talk about we're in the business of preparing people. You know, I use this analogy all the time. You don't build the fire truck on the way to the fire. And certainly that's true in our business. We're constantly training volunteers and the general public to expect the unexpected. You know, we're servicing now, the Red Cross is servicing people all across the country, from California mm-hmm. wildfires to Florida floods, tornadoes in Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
We have people on the ground sheltering and feeding. None of those people thought it's going to happen to me.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what the mentality is of everybody in today's busy world. You know, I was saying to you guys before we went on the air, on the national news, the disasters, the weather disasters, are now story number 8 or story number 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first day they were story number 1 and
right.
it was sensational news. Now it's number 8 or number 9. There's still people suffering out there. There's still people who need our help, our financial help, our spiritual help,
mm-hmm.
our mental support for them. And that's what the Red Cross is really about, both preparedness, but also for relief of human suffering too.
And you know, as we talk about that, David, and I think about all of the things that the Red Cross is doing, none of us, and as you were talking about disasters, I was thinking of the mudslides and those people who got swept away and lost their lives in a slide. We never think that a disaster is going to happen to us, to our community, to our city.
That's
right. The fact of the matter is that you never know.
That's right. You know, we talk a lot about, we're on TV and we're radio and letters and emails and reaching out to our donors of the Red Cross. And what we say often to them is, if there was a disaster here tomorrow, the Red Cross would be here without question, not asking how much it costs, not asking what resources do you have, but the National Red Cross would come en masse here
mm-hmm.
to help us with the disaster. And that actually costs. I mean, there's a cost to that.
Right.
And so, you know, we're always looking for people to support what we do and the mission that we do. But beyond just the relief in a disaster, we're also about the prevention
mm-hmm.
of how people can be prepared for a disaster. And that's what we're doing with partnering with Alma Red Wine, which we are super excited
about.
And
tell people who may not know what Alma Red Wine is.
Alma Red Wine is an elementary school
mm-hmm.
that's here within blocks of the Treehouse Museum. It's in a lower income neighborhood.
Okay.
And many of the students there don't have an experience beyond going from home to church to school back to home and doing that triangle and not
mm-hmm.
experiencing some of the offerings that are here within our community. This kind of partnership all came about because I went to the Martin Luther King Day breakfast and I heard Monique Matoire speak.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredibly moving about how the entire community, and speaking as a white person,
mm-hmm.
the entire community, the white community as well as the Black and African American community, have to come together to move this city forward,
mm-hmm.
to stop the incarceration of so many African American children,
mm-hmm.
And that we all need to pool our resources together, because those children are as important as any other child in the community.
Absolutely.
And that we have to reach out to them and actually in some way saved them. Mm-hmm. And so when Monique and I talked, she said, you know, I think a great partner for you would be Alma Red Wine. See what you guys can do with Alma Red Wine. Mm-hmm. That's in a neighborhood that I often have to prosecute young men and women from. Mm-hmm. And we need to reach out to them. Mm-hmm. And so as a community leader, we went out and said, how can we partner? What can we do?
Right.
And we originally had some ideas of what to do, but it wasn't until I met Kara Edwards from the Treehouse Museum. Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know what, we really got something going on here. And mm-hmm. she and I talked about it. And of course, we're headed into hurricane season. Preparedness is what we're all about. We obviously prepare adults, and we have courses for adults to teach adults about preparedness. But you know what? Kids are tenacious. So if I teach a kid, or if we teach children how to put together a kit, how to make a plan, how sure. to be informed, they're going to run home to mom and dad and say, hey, you know what? Today, we put together the basis of a kit. We need to get our act together, you know, get our bottles of water and get our extra medicine, because we're headed into hurricane season.
Right.
And it could be any disaster. It could be a home fire. It could be a tornado. We've seen tornadoes can strike mm-hmm. any time with bad weather. Hurricanes, earthquakes, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. you have to be prepared.
Right.
And so we partnered with the Treehouse Museum. We took all of the information that we teach adults, and we sort of crunched it together into an hour, and we simplified it so that kids could understand. And yesterday was our first session, and we brought in 30 third graders from Alma Red Wine.
Wow.
And they had the best time because we talked about getting a kit, making a plan, and being informed. Mm-hmm. And through question and answer and responses from the children, they learned about how to make a plan and be informed. But they left with the basis of an actual kit that you can use at home.
Right.
And the hope was, hey, go home and let your parents or your grandparents or an aunt or uncle or some adult that's important in your life help you put together the remaining parts of your kit. And, there are many parts of what people need to put together. The items that go in their kit. Water is an essential component. We gave the kids water bottles, mm-hmm. but in reality, you need 1 gallon per person and a 3-day supply of water.
And isn't that the real issue that we see anytime we're approaching a hurricane or bad weather? Everybody is trying to get water, and at some point, there's not enough water.
That's right, and that's why you need to be prepared in advance.
Right.
There's a lot of water on the shelf right now.
Absolutely.
Go pick up a couple of gallons of water,
mm-hmm.
and be prepared. Whether you keep it in the trunk of your car, which a lot of people do, because if there's a house fire and your kid is in the house, mm-hmm. well, that doesn't do much good.
As we're getting hotter, though, we don't want to keep that.
Well, that's true. There are some things that you don't want to keep in the trunk mm-hmm. of your car. But wherever you're going to put it, that
right.
you have a kit together. Water's an essential item. Food, something that's non-perishable. You know, when mm-hmm. growing up in Thibodaux in Hurricane Land, we used to use Vienna sausages. We had tons and tons of Vienna sausages that we used to put together. Obviously, a radio, you're listening to us now,
mm-hmm.
but you need a portable radio that has extra batteries, a flashlight with extra batteries. The power inevitably goes out for a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a flashlight, a first aid kit, which we provided the kids with yesterday, the basis of a first aid kit. You need a solid first aid kit, an emergency blanket, a cell phone with a charger. People always forget the charger.
Mm-hmm.
Extra medicine, prescriptions. Remember, the pharmacies are going to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have at least a 7-day supply of your medicine on hand in the event that you have to evacuate to someplace. A map of your area. How are you going to find a shelter? How are you going to find an evacuation route if you don't have a map of where you're going? Sanitizer. To be able to clean yourself, mm-hmm. to clean things. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to bathe
right.
for a little while, depending on where you go. always having extra cash on hand. Mm. And I'm not talking about extra cash that, oh, when I feel like going to Taco Bell, I'm just going to sneak in, take some of that money out. We're going to go to Taco Bell. I'm talking about extra cash that is put away,
right,
that is not touched. This is for emergencies only if we have to get out of town and we have to evacuate. And remember, it's not just for hurricanes. I mean, what happens if you're living near I-49 and there's a chemical truck that's traveling on I-49, loses control, flips over, and it has a caustic, dangerous chemical that can put dangerous fumes in the air, and you have to evacuate the neighborhood, and it takes 2 or 3 days mm-hmm. to clean that up. Do you have a place to go? Are you ready? Are you prepared?
Mm-hmm.
You can't get back into your house to get the things that we're talking about. Maybe you'll have a relative that can help you out, but your relative's not going to have the kind of medication that you take.
Right.
May not have the extra cash that you need to buy food or buy things that you mm-hmm. need, or if you're evacuating a long way away, mm-hmm. to be able to buy gasoline along the way.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we talk about all of these issues, it is really, really it comes to the front of our minds that hurricane season is rapidly approaching, and we never really know how hard or how mild the season will be and how it will affect our community, how it will affect our state. And so these kinds of conversations are critically important. But most of us, in truth, David, don't think about the emergency until
until it happens. Look, when was it? 1 year, 2 years ago, Christmas Day? We had those straight line winds.
Absolutely.
And tornadoes rip
mm-hmm.
through, you know.
Pineville
and people
got,
say,
got
oh,
hit
well,
really
it's
hard.
Not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. You know, this is never something that's going to happen to me. That's why you have to be prepared. And that's why we talk about preparedness. We have all sorts of resources at the Red Cross. You can go on to the App Store, to the iPhone Store. You can go to the Android Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You can download apps for tornadoes, for earthquakes, for first aid, for pet first aid. There's a whole list of apps that'll walk you through the steps of what you need to make a plan. The tornado app, many people were using the tornado app across the country.
Mm-hmm.
It serves sort of like a weather radio. When there's an alert that goes off in your area, your phone alerts you right away.
Wow.
Of what the conditions are.
That's
so these
know.
Are all free apps mm-hmm. that you can go. Everybody practically has a smartphone now.
For sure.
And you can go and download the apps. If you don't want to download the apps, you can go to redcross.org/safeandwell. They have a lot of information, especially a family disaster plan. Think about it. When you go out of town and you're caught in an emergency, do you know the number of your doctor?
No, but it's going to be in my cell phone.
But maybe people won't have that
right.
that number in their cell phone.
Cell
you know,
phones
if your cell phones are down,
right? Then
and,
no.
And you need to get on a landline to call somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And we live in a world where now nobody remembers anybody's phone number,
no,
really.
No, I don't remember my wife's phone number because I got it programmed into my cell phone,
right?
You know?
And so for these emergencies, David, what are we asking the community to do, and where do they need to look for this information?
They can definitely call our office, 442-6621. We have disaster trainings. We set up disaster trainings when we have enough folks who are interested. And right now with the kids at Alma Redwine,
mm-hmm.
they're going through the training today, tomorrow, and Thursday. But on Saturday, and I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. There's Riverfest going on. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Absolutely.
There's dragon boat races downtown. If you're going to be downtown, you want to check out the dragon boat races, stop by the Treehouse Museum first. Come and educate your kids on how to be prepared. You know, kids get freaked out at emergencies. They
sure.
really do.
Sure.
And, I mean, they're kind of left out on the loop of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get ready? But to prepare them for it and at least start the conversation.
And not
of
to mention
what's gonna be happening.
That the Treehouse Museum is just an incredibly wonderful place for kids. So as people are celebrating Mother's Day and you're out downtown for the Alex River Fete, stop by the Treehouse Museum. Give your website again, David, and tell people how they can connect with the Red Cross.
The Red Cross is www.redcross.org. And remember, it's this Saturday, May 10th, at 10 a.m. There is a $4 admission charge to get into the museum. The class itself, Master of Disaster is what we're calling it. Master of Disaster is free. And then after the class, you can actually go, children can actually go and have free playtime in the museum. And that's what we're doing exactly with the Alma Redwine students. And that's what we love for kids to come out this weekend. It was reported on the news at 5, 6, and 10.
Okay.
And also this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it said that it was free to the public. Okay. The class is free to the public, but you have to pay to get into the museum.
Good
and that's
deal.
$4 a person.
Good deal. David Melanson from the American Red Cross, we want to thank you so much for all that you do to be the change that you want to see.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me.
For sure. This segment is sponsored by Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. Don't forget about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart. Dedicated to excellence, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in the parish. That's Avoyelles Parish. And McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. You can contact the ladies at 318-561-8010. Hey, everybody, you're on point. It's 8:15. We're going to take a small break here, but we're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Just want to share a word with you this morning of encouragement that we may help motivate us to be who we are. Encouragement after a weekend of work and worship. I just want you to know that when we are busy doing what God purposed us to do, there is really no challenge from anybody, because God will empower us and provide for us and preserve and protect us to do what he purposed us to do. So this week, I want you to look for the good in everybody. If you look for good, you will find it, you will see it, you will know it, and draw from that other person's energy to do what it is God purposed you to do. Remember this, if you can't do the large things, do the small things and be where you are while you're there. And enough small things will add up. Enough dollars can add to be a million. Don't wait to get $1 million bill. Just collect dollars on your way. Take care.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you should be firmly on your way, and probably many of you almost there by now. It's 8:23 local time, 9:23 Eastern. And this morning we're switching gears on this Wind Down Wednesday and talking about a subject that I think we probably all need to consider. And that is, how are we really treating ourselves? Are we beating ourselves up? Are we living or trying to live a life of perfection? Are we so entrenched in using that tape measure to measure ourselves against another person? Are we steeped in who's successful and where you are on that pendulum? Well, all of these are questions that we probably ask ourselves or we ponder at some point in our day, in our life, in our week, in our year. And this morning, what we decided to do is to bring in one of the country's leading experts on self-compassion. She is a thought leader. She is a researcher. Her name is Dr. Kristen Neff. She's an associate professor in human development and culture, educational psychology department at the University of Texas at Austin. And she's got a book. It's called Stop Beating Yourself Up and Leave Insecurity Behind, Self-Compassion. Dr. Kristen Neff is our guest, and we welcome her for the very first time to the OPT Network. Dr. Neff, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Dr. Neff, when the book came across our desk, we said, you know what, this is a book that probably every single person needs to read, because we have all been guilty, and many of us are doing it right now as we speak, of beating ourselves up. Talk about how this book was birthed out of you.
Well, it's a very personal story. I mean, I am a researcher, but I got interested in self-compassion before I conducted research because it made such a huge impact in my own life. My own journey with it comes from learning Buddhist meditation, where they talked a lot about self-compassion. And it really, really transformed me. I learned about it at a period of my life when I was going through a lot of self-loathing, feelings of shame. And when I opened my heart to myself, I was just amazed by how transformed it was. And I had this resource I didn't even realize I had. And so then I decided I wanted to conduct research on the topic, and it's a huge burgeoning field now.
Now, in the book, you talk about your own personal journey with shame and self-loathing and all of those negative things that we can say to ourselves. And it came out of your own issues of having an affair. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. It's in the book, so we might as well, right?
I know. It's hard to just, you know, go right out there with it, but, you know, it is in the book.
Yeah, it's in the book, yeah. So, you know, and it just was so counter to my self-perception of who I was and what I valued. And it happened. I mean, I go into the book, there was reasons why it happened, but to find yourself in this position where you've done something that is abhorrent to you, really, you know, I prided myself on my honesty.
Mm-hmm.
It really shook me up. And I thought I was doing the right thing by being very harsh, very judgmental, but punishing myself really. And then it wasn't until I tried being self-compassionate, understanding, trying to see the larger picture. Well, first of all, that I was able to fully own what I had done, you know, let go of any sort of trying to justify it or blaming, you know, my ex-husband. And it allowed me to work on the issues that were driving my behavior in a way that wouldn't have been possible if I didn't have that support of self-compassion. So, and you know, it's so important that people know self-compassion does not mean letting yourself off the hook, justifying bad behavior, quite the opposite. It means if you care about yourself and you don't want to suffer, you'll want to do what's right, you'll want to do your best, but you want to be your best not because you're inadequate and unworthy if you don't, but because you care about yourself, you love yourself, just like a parent would, you know, motivate their child to do their best because that parent loved them. And by the way, the research completely supports that self-compassion is a much better motivator. It helps you take more personal responsibility than self-criticism.
So this is what I want to do, Dr. Neff, because you're so open in the book about this affair that you had. And right now, I know that struck people as you said that. And there are people out there that are in very similar situations where they're moral people. They're even part of a religious group that would not look favorably upon that. It is a sin and every bad thing you can say about it. But people do things every single day that they vowed that they would never, ever do, whether it is an extramarital affair, whether it is stealing from their job, whether it is whatever it is. So how do you come to that place with yourself, because we were talking about this before we went on the air, of really excavating that self-truth?
Well, one thing, when we're habitual self-critics, when we know that if we kind of admitted to ourselves, if we allowed ourselves to think about what we're doing, that we're going to just, you know, beat ourselves up, really emotionally abuse ourselves, sometimes it's that bad, we aren't going to want to think about it. We aren't going to want to look at it. And so self-criticism actually runs counter to the ability to look squarely in the face at what you're doing. When you know that you can accept that you are an imperfect human being, all human beings make mistakes, they've got weaknesses, then that is what gives you the power to look at it, to see it, and then move to the next step, which is this behavior harming myself? Is this behavior harming people I care about? And if so, then how can I make a change because I care, not because, you know, I'm a hopeless sinner or whatever the judgment might be.
Mm-hmm.
But self-clarity, honesty, is really only possible in the context of safety. And to be safe, you have to know you're going to be a friend, understanding, compassionate friend to yourself, not be subject to vicious attack.
Now there is sort of the dichotomy. To have that safety of self, to say that I did this thing, to be honest and forthright and truthful, first of all, not with anybody else, but with yourself. Because what I'm seeing is that you can point out others' issues and flaws, but it's hard to look at oneself. So now you go from, all right, here's my truth, and I want to have that compassion for myself. But where's the line between passion, self-compassion, and being pitiful or pitying yourself?
So that's a good question. The line between compassion and pity has to do with how self-focused you are. Okay, so self-pity is poor me, woe is me, and it often tends to exaggerate how bad things are.
Mm.
You know, I've gained 30 pounds, whatever it is, but it's poor me. Compassion, by its very nature, is connected. Compassion says, all human beings are imperfect. They struggle. I mean, they have good qualities too, but the human condition, the shared human condition, is imperfect. So when you say, you know, I've got this problem, I'm suffering, or I've done this thing, what you're saying is, I'm a human being. We all struggle. This is my particular version of it, but it's not self-centered. And it also sees things clearly. In my definition, I actually include mindfulness as a component of self-compassion.
And let's talk about what mindfulness really is.
Okay, so mindfulness basically involves being aware of what's happening in the present moment with a sense of balance and equanimity. All right, so seeing what's happening as it happens without exaggerating what's happening or without suppressing thoughts or emotions about what's happening. So you need to be able to be present with what's occurring, things like shame or things like a behavior you're doing. You need to be aware of that, mindfully aware of it, in order for you to respond with compassion, with kindness. Actually, many of us, we don't even acknowledge our own suffering. Either we're trying to fix things immediately and we're fix it mode, or we're so busy beating ourselves up that we don't pause to say, wow, you know, this is really hard right now. I'm really struggling. I need some care. The way we would with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
One easy way to define self-compassion is treating yourself like you would a good friend that you deeply cared about. If your friend was having an affair, for instance, hopefully you wouldn't say, oh, whatever, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd call your friend on it, but hopefully if you want to help your friend, you wouldn't just call your friend names. You would say things like, what's going on? You know, what's driving this? Are you unhappy in your marriage? And you'd really try to approach it with compassion to help your friend come to the best solution, best decision about what to do next. It's really the same thing with ourselves. You know, if we want to heal, we have to be honest, but we have to be kind at the same time.
Hmm. And those are almost paradoxical. You have to be honest and kind at the same time. Let's do this, Dr. Neff. Let's take a break here. When we come back, let's explore how you do that, how you get to that honest place, and then how you start to heal. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. You're on point, everybody. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect one out of two people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back. I was just telling our guest, Dr. Kristen Neff, this is a deep, deep subject for a wind-down Wednesday morning. Our guest is Dr. Kristen Neff. Her book is Self-Compassion, Stop Beating Yourself Up and Leave Insecurity Behind. And we were talking about, really, I guess, Dr. Neff, how you got on this journey. We were talking about the affair that you had. You found yourself enmeshed in an affair. You were married. The man was married. He was an older man. But I want to talk about getting to the genesis of why maybe this affair happened, but really getting to the genesis of why we do what we do that pushes us into these issues.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the beauties of compassion, is it really allows you to see the bigger picture and try to understand, you know, all the causes and conditions that lead to things. And in my case, it put me on a journey of, you know, looking at my childhood, and I'm sure I'm not the only woman out there who had a father who abandoned her. And, you know, I thought with my first husband, I kind of took the first good guy who came along because I needed that validation without really realizing it was the wrong relationship for me. And then I met Carl, the older man, and just touched all these parts of me that had never been touched, this deep sense of, you know, the fact that he was older, I think, echoed the father figure. And really, I think because when it all came out, the affair, I was able to hold myself in compassion and not just go into self-blame. I was able to stay open-minded, open-hearted in a way that allowed me to see that bigger picture, to see the deeper wounds that were driving things, and to start to heal and to have the encouragement, support, and sympathy I needed to heal. So it was a really powerful way for me to be honest, but also, again, to give myself the emotional support I needed to make changes.
So this is what I want to know, Dr. Neff. Now, your husband, and you say in the book, he never forgave you, even to this day. So when you're in a situation like that, how do you forgive yourself to open yourself up to self-compassion?
Well, by acknowledging that we are flawed, weak, often weak, sometimes not, but we're human beings, and these things unfold in a way. I mean, I certainly didn't choose to put myself in that situation. I didn't choose that my father left me. I didn't choose those vulnerabilities. This is kind of how things unfolded. Now, of course, I made a choice, a wrong choice, in terms of how to deal with the situation. And I was able to take responsibility for that. But to pretend that somehow I should have been perfect and I should have been able to make exactly the right decision, well, who is perfect and who is able to make exactly the right decision? We really are always just trying the best we can. And compassion allows you to see that, whether it's toward yourself, whether it's toward others. You know, we aren't quite as individual, separate, in control as we like to think we are. And that's scary for people to acknowledge. But once you can acknowledge it, then, ironically, you have the strength to make change.
So let's talk about those people that are going through, every time they've made a mistake, perfectionism, that are beating themselves up because they're not perfect. What's the first step that we all, people who find themselves in this situation, what's the first step to take in order to start healing and have that compassion for yourself?
Well, really, I think the first step is to go to common humanity, the shared human condition, realizing that feeling that we're perfect people who should always be in control, who should always get things right, that is an illusion, that there's no one to whom that actually applies. So really accepting the reality that, as I said, we are flawed human beings trying the best we can. What happens often when we're perfectionists and we fail or we make a mistake is we feel really isolated. And this is completely irrational, but emotionally we feel like everyone else in the world is getting it right. Mm-hmm. Everyone else in the world is perfect. It's just me who's failed. It's just me who's made this horrible mistake. And, of course, that's completely untrue. So when we remember that this is the human experience, then we can actually start feeling connected in our imperfection to other people. So emotionally, things completely change. You know, and then once we open our heart to ourselves, just like we would to a friend who made a mistake, and really say, oh, you know, I care about you. I accept you. I'm going to do what I can to help you. But because I care, then again, that completely changes our emotional relationship to ourselves and the situation we found ourselves in.
And so now, Dr. Neff, do you think that after writing the book, first of all, was that like totally cathartic for you?
It was. I mean, I didn't write the book as catharsis, actually. My current husband, Rupert, is the one who really told me I needed to put it in there. And at first, I fought him, you know, because you don't want to air your dirty laundry. And I'm an academic, for goodness sake. But you know, once I got the courage to do it, and I'll be honest, it was quite scary. I think what was cathartic was being able to say, here I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a self-help guru. I'm not this together person. This is me, and I still struggle. And so it really, it was cathartic in the sense that it allowed me to be authentic in a public way that was very, very transformative, I think.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? The book is absolutely incredible, Dr. Neff, and we want to thank you for the courage. It is an incredible book, and any person who has ever struggled with themselves and compassion for themselves should absolutely read this book. Tell people how they can get the book, and most importantly, how they can connect with you at your website.
Well, the book is available, you know, bookstores, Amazon, but my website, if you just Google self-compassion, you'll find it. I've really tried to make it a good resource. There are videos, there are exercises, there are guided meditations if you're into that. And if you're kind of an egghead like me, there's over 200 PDFs of research articles on self-compassion. So again, just Google self-compassion, the website will come up. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact info button that actually goes to me. So,
Dr. Neff, we want to thank you again. I think the book was courageous. I think it is a book that I certainly not only will read, but have read, but will continue to meditate on, as this is this thing called self-compassion. I realize it's a process. It's not something that will happen overnight, and that it is a daily journey. Sometimes, depending on how much you beat yourself up, an hourly journey. So it is a great resource, yeah. And we want to thank you.
Well, thank you, and thanks so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Neff, for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, down in Bunky, Louisiana, for all of your home, auto, and life insurance, even banking. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. And don't forget, if your vehicle is in need of repair, Daryl's Auto Service is trusted for more than 35 years. Doesn't matter if it's large or small repairs. The number to phone, 318-443-5741. And if you're traveling on Highway 71, north or south, or you live in and around the village of Cheneyville, Davis One Stop, it's the great stop. The great stop that you can make right on Highway 71. Hey, everybody, it's 8:52 local time, 9:52 Eastern time. You're on point. We've got to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Wow.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:57 local time, 9:57 Eastern time. And of course, it's Wind Down Wednesday, May 8th. We're headed straight toward the weekend. Again, we want to thank our guest, Dr. Kristen Neff. She is a thought leader and one of those people who experts are saying a leading expert in the field on self-compassion. And I know it's something that maybe you hadn't thought about, but as I said, when we got her information, it was certainly information that we wanted to share and that probably each and every one of us, if we aren't doing it now, have done it. And for me, it was about, I guess I've been on a personal and am on a personal journey of not deceiving myself. Self-deception is one of the things that she talks about in the book. And really for me, self-deception is not being honest about those things that I do, those things that are not perfect about myself, and living in a place of truth, but being able to live in that place of truth with a sense of self-compassion, knowing that I don't have to be, nor was I created to be, perfect. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know about you, but for me, that is a hard pill to swallow. You want to be perfect at the things that you do. You want to be almost perfect as a mom. You want to be almost perfect as a wife. You want to be almost perfect in your profession and the things that you do. You want to do, we strive to do them well. And it's about learning to forgive yourself. And what struck me the most about Dr. Neff was her honesty, her courage, the bravery to talk about having an affair. And I said to her during the break, and I'll share with you all, I know many, many women. I have loved many women. I have many friends that are women who have had affairs and who have never been able to totally